There are times in a child's life or a teen's life when all of a sudden we see behaviors or explosions that we know are deeper. We've got to deal with the behavior. That's called signal behavior, but we've got to see what it's signaling. We've got to talk with the child, and that means a two-decade process of teaching the child how to communicate feelings.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J., and this program is also heard online at parentingtoday.org, where you can share it with your friends, too, even sign up for the daily email blog. But this week, talking about signal behavior, and if you have a preteen or a teenager, you know the classic moment where they come in the car, how was your day? Fine. Anything new happened?
What'd you do? Nothing. Yes.
Everything was okay? Yes. And so.
And they're miserable.
And so ended the conversation for the moment.
And you know they're miserable. I think part of that is, it was hilarious. Roby and I were in a television interview some time ago, and they asked him the question, you and your dad seem very, very close. He was already in college, I think, but they talked about high school and stuff. You and your dad seem very close. Why is it you're so close? Why do you think? And he gave a whole list of things. But he said, also, there's a lot of times when my dad picked me up from school and it's a 45-minute ride, or there's a lot of times my dad drove me to school and it's a 45-minute ride. And so I had 45 minutes with my dad and we talked. And so he and I let him get off the hook with that. And he and I walked out and I looked at him and I said, you got to be kidding me. You slept the whole time in the car when I was driving you up early in the morning, or when we were driving back, picking you up at 6:30 after practice or whatever. You slept the whole time. And he said, you know, I didn't always sleep. And you were talking and I just didn't have any words, Dad. You were asking me questions and I know you weren't interrogating me. I knew you were interested, but wow, I just didn't have any words to say. I mean, And it was so funny because it was just the opposite of his sister. You would pick up his sister from school and she was going, nah, 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 nah. I'd want to be sleeping and I was driving. It was just absolutely hilarious how different they were. But we have to see as parents that it's not just important to teach our children to talk. It's important to teach our children to communicate, because it'll affect a huge part of their future development and their future success as an adult. To just talk is to say what I want or don't want. That really doesn't work in a marriage, to stop right there. Right. We need to be able to communicate feelings, and that no one arrives with that. And so often, you know, I've got a couple of friends who are great communicators today in their marriage, but it's their second marriage. Their first marriage, they weren't, and they went through such pain that they just kind of vowed, I'm not going to let that happen again. I am going to express me. You know, I've gone for help, and I know how to talk now, and I feel bad that I didn't express my feelings. Mm-hmm. I want to teach my children how to communicate, because if I don't, they're going to find ways to hide. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of ways to medicate. When you don't want to communicate, you don't have any. Well, everybody wants to communicate. They just don't know how to communicate. So they act like they don't want to communicate and they isolate. Mm-hmm. They go hide or they cybercate. Mm-hmm. They go hide in the cyber world, you know, or they videocate and right. play games and games and games and games and games. But that's just a form of medication, mm-hmm. where you have the need to be special to somebody, and somebody who gets me. That's mm-hmm. the parent's job. You know, fathers, don't anger your children. Instead, raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Raise them up in this balance, it says in Ephesians, of love and discipline. And that means I have to deal with unacceptable behavior, but I have to ask myself, is this just rebellious behavior, or is this behavior speaking to me? Is it saying something to me? My dad doesn't even care. You know, I'll never forget the child at Sheridan House, and they said it in a more 12-year-old way, but they said, basically, I knew you cared about me because there was consequences and you followed through. I knew my house parents at Sheridan House cared about me because there were consequences and they followed through. And one of the things we're big on here at Sheridan House, and the consequence was never us yelling and screaming. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to happen. We'll see that this happens. You are going to bed early. You are washing the windows in the afternoon. You need to know you chose this. It's not because we don't like you. We love you. You chose this. Mm-hmm. And staying consistent with that, but then finding some time on a break to sit down and say, okay, now tell me what happened in school today. What happened that got us here? What happened that the school report got sent home? Explain this to me. You know, and I know what you did was unacceptable, but something pushed your button. Tell me what happened here today. And just to hear that someone demeaned them or disrespected them or made fun of them, and helping them know that that signal you gave us and the world around you didn't work. It may have given you, you know, taking him out in the cafeteria may have given you momentary pleasure, but it got you here washing windows and going to bed early for the next 5 days. Let's back up a little bit and let's not only talk about why that got to you, because if I bumped into you in the hallway, in fact, I do.
I walk down the hallway with you guys. I bump into you all the time and you laugh. In fact, you get in the middle, so I will bump into you. Yeah, but you're not disrespecting us. No, but it's still a bump.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you deal with this in a different way? Because you ended up disrespecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're home washing windows. So not only do I want to hear what's really going on and why did that make you feel that way so angry so quickly, and what's a better response in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to cheer at the better responses. Our children don't have the words to express feelings. And so they hide or they whine or they go to the room, throw their book bag on the floor and close the door because life is horrible and everybody hates me. And I can't believe they said that to me. Or somebody posted something on my Facebook and I can't believe they did that. And they don't know how to say these things to us. And we've got to do the work. And the work is very, very hard. We've got to decide this behavior, every time you do this behavior, you're going to get the same response from me. But we're going to do this consequence.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I are going to go for a walk, or we're going to go do this, or we're going to go. I just have to hear what's going on. Why are you so sad? Because you did this to you today.
And you're talking about when you're talking with the children, asking a lot of questions and helping them define their feelings. So kind of almost like digging in. Is it this? Is it that? Is it because you're upset about this? Is it? But you have to be careful with that, too, because you might just be putting more in their heads than they even
thought.
We
might give them a lot of excuses where they, if I say the right thing, can I justify this and get out of the consequence?
Right.
Absolutely. I want to help them not so much identify what happened as identify that why did it make you feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is it that if I played a whole CD of different horn honking songs on the radio for people in their cars to listen to, they'd start laughing? And just a whole CD of the Volkswagen horn, the Volvo horn, the Cadillac horn, the big truck horn, all those different horns. After a while, you start laughing until a guy behind you does it. Same noise.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy behind you does it and you're totally disrespected and you're totally upset and whatever it is. Why did that happen? Mm-hmm. What else is going on in my life where I feel so totally, absolutely unempowered, or I feel that they hurt my feelings, or they're making fun of me, or no one really cares, no one even knows I exist, nobody loves, I don't have any friends. And how do I help this child start to process this is a reality in life?
Mm-hmm.
Life is going to have rude and mean people, and I give them a remote control to me, and I do an unacceptable signal behavior, and now I'm being punished. I can't blame that on them. I have to blame that on me. Now, you're going to go home and try this for a week and it's not working. You're going to send us an email. This is a lifetime.
Yeah.
This is a lifetime of opening that child's chest and helping that child learn to say, it makes me feel bad when this happens.
And they're going to have to deal with it in their marriage in the future, especially at work. I mean, how many people do we work with? All of a sudden something happened. They got corrected even publicly or something and they feel humiliated. So they're in a bad mood for the next month and they're just, you know, sad to work with. It's just horrible to have to work with. And that's just at work. They can come home from that. But then imagine in marriage, then they're what? You're going to be grumpy and angry and throwing things all the time. That's just not, it's hard to learn lessons when you're an adult. So
yeah.
We got to teach our kids before.
Well, we want to help them avoid it when they're adults. I mean, we hit a time 2 years ago here at Sheridan House when the economy was, when we saw it coming. And I had to make a decision to let some people go and do some layoffs. And we had a month where I let quite a few people go. And they were great people. I let them go. And one person I let go, and it was the most bizarre reaction and explosion I've ever seen. It was weird. And I let another person go, and he's an amazing professional. He's an awesome individual. It was a financial decision for us. And he's still in the Thursday morning men's Bible study at 6:30 in the morning. He got it.
Mm-hmm.
He processed it properly. It wasn't all absolutely personal. He got it. Mm-hmm. I want to help my children grow up and be like that man.
Right.
I want to help my children grow up and get to the point where they can, this is why I'm feeling this way. This is really not the right feeling for me to be having over this. I wasn't rejected. That's not what she meant when my wife said this to me. I heard it. I filtered it through feelings of fear in this economy or whatever it is. I want my children to grow up and have impulse control, but also process their emotions properly. There was a movie, and I can't remember the name of it. when you were in high school. And the movie was a Michael Douglas movie where all of a sudden he loses his job. He's got a flat top. He takes an Uzi and goes and takes out the universe. I mean, he just loses it. See, I told it was before you were probably even born. But anyway, and it was just such a picture of signal behavior. It wasn't because he lost his job. It was because of all these other things that stacked up. And reading the article on Lee Harvey Oswald and the reality of Lee Harvey Oswald, really, when he shooting JFK, shooting the exact antithesis of him, a man who was regularly beaten up by his wife, went into the Marines just to try to become a man, and had a hard time in that, and on and on and on and on with his story. And here's the winner from Camelot driving through Texas. And you know, I know there's all kinds of conspiracy stories or whatever, but whatever it may be, you see this man who just, I am such a loser, and a bizarre signal to the universe. I just have to get, I have to get even. I want to help my children learn to talk. It'll affect their adulthood. It'll affect their teen years. It'll affect their marriage. It'll affect their friendships. And that means when I see my child starting from a toddler, having whatever kind of behavior, I want to help that child begin to, why do you feel bad? Do you feel bad because daddy's not here? And watching him burst into tears. And is he going to get it then? No. Is it going to change his life? Is he going to become 32 years old by the next day? No, it's an ongoing process of teaching a child. And it takes so much time. And here's the harder part. Each of your children is different. And one of my children need to sit right there.
Oh, it just gets harder and harder.
Yes, we had to sit on the floor with that child and let that child process information. The other one, it had to be a ride in the car or a walk. That child had to have that child's feet moving and a little bit of a distraction or shooting hoops with the basketball while we're talking. It was just two different kids. And it's that, and we talk about, it's that combination lock, and you're figuring out the lock for your child. But you can do it. God wouldn't give me something I can't do, and I need to do it. So when this behavior is taking place, again, we've said it every broadcast, no, you don't excuse the behavior. You deal with the behavior, but you've got to find the time then to deal with the child.
And just a little note here also, you as a parent have to be careful too. If you don't spew out a little signal behavior yourself that is mirrored in the kids, you might have some bad habits, how you react to it. Maybe you are very quick to react to things, and then you just want this perfectly peaceful family. Well, you're going to get kids that are going to react just the same as you when they get angry, and then you wonder why.
There's no perfect, whatever that word is you said, perfectly peaceful family. That's a mouthful, actually. That family doesn't exist. We're family. And yes, I have to make sure I'm not doing signal behavior because I had a really, 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 really bad day. And I had to get my head in gear coming home at night. My days are long here. Most days are 12 hours, and I had to get my head in gear and going home realizing I'm doing the important job and I'm relieving Rosemary. And yes, there would be days when one of them is just absolutely sullen and in a bad mood, and it's the last person you want to be with on planet Earth. And Rosemary might say, we're out of milk. Would you get milk? I know we're out of milk, but we don't need milk. In other words, would you take this child with you?
Right.
And I had to decide to be in a good mood, and I had to decide to get to try to get that child. What happened today? Somebody say something to you. What? Tell me what happened. No, nothing happened. I said, well, you're getting a little loud here, so I need for you to calm down. But I also need you to know we're going to drive along, and I'm not going to say anything. And so it's your turn to talk. And when it's your turn
and
to talk.
And it will be awkward until you say something.
Oh, no, it's hilarious because I would start whistling and doing everything, and that child would start laughing and whatever it was. And then sometimes we'd hear it. Sometimes. And I will say this. Much of the times that child will come into the house and go right to mom and tell everything. Mom, for some reason, was a safer place. Dad was a weirdo who was whistling in the car when he said he wasn't going to talk or trying to do sign language and point.
It's just dads have like an immediate solution sometimes. You're like, oh, well, this.
And everybody hates that.
And all you want is just a listening ear sometimes.
Did Rosemary talk to you? Yeah.
No, I'm just.
Daddy, I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen. And really what that statement is that I would hear from my wife and my daughter is there's probably a solution and you're oversimplifying it and you're making it sound like, you know, when you can solve it that quickly, I feel like I'm not very intelligent.
Right.
Could you just slow to speak, slow to get angry, quick to listen?
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this week we are talking about signal behavior. Tomorrow we're going to continue, so hope you can join us for that. If you want to hear today's program again or yesterday's and Monday's, you can find them online at parentingtoday.org. And to find out more about the Boys Home, Girls Home Counseling Ministry, even the resources that are produced by Sheridan House Family Ministries, the resources go to help the ministry also when you purchase them online. You can find that at shfm.org. And we'll continue with more of this topic, signal behavior, tomorrow here on Parenting Today.